Welcome to Beyond Compliance. I'm Adam.
And I'm Emily.
Let's talk about information security.
Always a hot topic.
Yeah, for sure.
You shared Klaus Kilfinger's article with us.
Oh, yeah.
He's the managing director at OPEXA Advisory.
That's right. His piece, Information Security, the Infinite Game, really caught my eye.
Yeah.
What do you think is so important about this concept of InfoSec as an infinite game?
Well, I think Kilfinger really nails it when he says there's no finish line in information security.
Right.
It's not like a football match with a set of rules, a clear field, and a definite winner.
Right.
InfoSec is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
Think of it like a game of tag that never ends.
Okay.
But the players and the playground are always changing.
That's a great analogy. And you never know who you're playing against, right?
Exactly.
It could be a lone hacker in their basement or a sophisticated nation-state operation.
Exactly. And the playing field itself is constantly expanding with new technologies like the Internet of Things and cloud computing.
Right.
It's no wonder organizations struggle to keep up.
He uses the downfall of Nokia to illustrate this, which I found fascinating.
Yeah.
Remind me again, how does that connect to information security?
So Nokia was the name in mobile phones for years,
right.
But they failed to adapt to the rise of smartphones.
Right.
And Kilfinger uses this to show that even being a leader in InfoSec doesn't guarantee future success.
Right.
The landscape changes so rapidly that complacency can be fatal.
It's a cautionary tale, for
sure.
So if it's this constant game of adaptation, what does Kilfinger suggest organizations do to thrive?
Well, he outlines six key building blocks.
Okay.
And this is where it gets really interesting.
Right.
They are vision, leadership, culture, competition, flexibility, and standards.
Okay.
Kilfinger stresses that all six need to work together for an organization to be truly resilient.
Okay. Six building blocks.
Yes.
Where should we start?
Let's start with vision.
Okay.
Kilfinger argues that a strong vision provides a deeper purpose beyond just following rules. He even ties it to Simon Sinek's just cause concept, where people are more motivated when they understand the why behind their work.
So applying that to InfoSec, it's about getting everyone from the CEO to the IT team to buy into the bigger picture.
Yes.
Why their role matters in creating a safer organization.
Precisely.
Okay.
It's about moving beyond a fear-based do this or else approach to security and fostering a shared sense of responsibility.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So a clear vision sets the foundation. But what about the next building block, leadership?
Mm-hmm.
What does Kilfinger say about that?
He emphasizes that leadership in information security can't just come from the CISO or the security manager. Mm-hmm. It needs to be demonstrated at all levels.
So leading by example, right?
Exactly.
Walking the walk and not just talking the talk.
Exactly. It's about setting the tone from the top down and making it clear that security is everyone's responsibility.
Yeah.
Kilfinger also highlights the courage it takes to make tough decisions and invest in security, even when the immediate payoff isn't always obvious.
Because sometimes the right security decision might slow down a project or cost a bit more upfront.
Yeah.
But in the long run, it could prevent a major data breach, right?
You got it.
Okay.
Short-term thinking just doesn't cut it in the infinite game.
Right.
Speaking of long-term thinking, that brings us to culture.
Okay.
I found Kilfinger's take on this particularly intriguing.
All right.
He talks about creating a culture of trust and knowledge.
This is where he shares that anecdote about
intelligent
usage of communicated agreements, right?
Right.
I have to admit that one left me a little puzzled.
Uh-huh.
What did you make of it?
So it's about finding the right balance between having clear rules and guidelines.
Okay.
Think GDPR, ISO 27001,
mm-hmm.
and empowering employees to use their judgment in applying those rules.
So not just blindly following every rule.
Yes.
But understanding the spirit of the rules and making informed decisions based on the situation.
Exactly. Kilfinger argues that when employees are trusted and empowered, they're more likely to be proactive about security.
Right.
Rather than just reacting to threats or trying to avoid getting in trouble.
So a culture of trust actually makes the organization more secure, not less?
Yeah.
That's pretty counterintuitive.
Yeah.
What else does he say about creating this kind of culture?
Knowledge sharing is another key element.
Okay.
It's about equipping employees with the tools and information they need to make smart decisions about security. Mm-hmm. And it goes beyond just technical training.
Right.
It's about fostering a culture where people feel comfortable asking questions, sharing concerns, and reporting potential issues without fear of reprisal.
Because everyone has a role to play in information security.
Absolutely.
Whether you're a developer, a salesperson, or the CEO.
Absolutely. A strong security culture is one where everyone feels a sense of ownership and responsibility.
I'm starting to see how these first three building blocks really lay the groundwork for a strong security posture.
Yes.
But what about the other three? Competition, flexibility, and standards.
Mm-hmm.
How do those fit in?
Well, let's look at competition first.
Okay.
Kilvinger's point here is that organizations can't afford to get complacent, even if they're ahead of the game.
Right.
The threat landscape is constantly shifting, and new players emerge all the time.
So it's like an arms race. You have to be one step ahead of the bad guys.
Exactly.
Or in this case, the bad actors.
Exactly. And here he circles back to the example of Nokia.
Okay.
They were so focused on their dominance in the feature phone market.
Right.
That they completely missed the smartphone revolution.
Right. So even market leaders can be blindsided if they're not paying attention to the competitive landscape.
Yeah.
How does Kilvinger suggest companies stay ahead of the curve?
That's where flexibility comes in.
Okay.
He emphasizes being able to adapt quickly to change,
Definitely.
Whether it's a new technology, a new threat, or even something unexpected like a global pandemic.
He actually mentions the pandemic in the article, right?
He does.
That was a huge test of flexibility for a lot of organizations.
Huge, yeah. He talks about how the sudden shift to remote work forced many companies to scramble and adapt their security policies on the fly.
I remember those days well.
Right.
It was a mad dash to get everyone set up with VPNs and secure access.
Yeah.
But Kilvinger argues that this kind of agility is essential in the infinite game of information security.
Absolutely. You need to be able to pivot quickly when the unexpected happens.
Right.
Which might mean reassessing priorities, bringing in outside expertise, or even throwing out your old playbook and starting fresh.
So flexibility is about being agile and responsive to change, not being afraid to challenge the status quo.
Yes.
Okay, I'm seeing how competition and flexibility play into this. But what about the last building block standards?
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit that one doesn't sound as exciting as some of the others.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But Kilvinger makes a strong case for why standards are crucial.
Okay.
He believes they are not the enemy, despite many InfoSec folks seeing them as a necessary evil.
I get that. A lot of people see them as just bureaucratic hoops to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
What's Kilvinger's perspective?
He argues that when used intelligently, standards can be incredibly valuable tools for building a robust security posture.
Okay. I'm intrigued. How does he justify that?
Well, he acknowledges that there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
He mentions ISO 27001,
mm-hmm.
TI-6, and BSI Grinschutz,
okay.
Each with pros and cons.
Yeah.
The key is choosing the one that best fits your organization.
So it's not about blindly adopting any particular standard, but finding the one that aligns with your specific needs and context.
Precisely. He emphasizes that the real value lies not in achieving certification, but in using standards as a framework for continuous improvement.
They become a roadmap for building a more mature and robust security program.
Right.
Not just a box-ticking exercise.
Exactly.
I'm starting to see how powerful that could be.
Yeah.
So standards can be a competitive advantage rather than a compliance burden. But if they're so great, why do so many people have a negative view of them?
I think it comes down to how they're implemented.
Oh.
When standards are forced top-down as just a bunch of rules, people naturally resist.
It's that do this or else mentality again.
Exactly. Kilvinger argues that standards are most effective when embraced by the whole organization,
mm-hmm.
when people understand the why behind the rules and are empowered to apply them intelligently.
So it's about creating a culture of compliance, not just enforcing compliance.
Yes.
This goes back to the importance of vision, leadership, and culture that we discussed earlier.
Yes.
It's all connected.
It really is. He also highlights that standards can help address the human element in InfoSec.
Ah, yes. The weakest link in the chain, as they say.
Well, Kilvinger wouldn't necessarily call people the weakest link.
Right.
He recognizes that we're all human.
Yeah.
We make mistakes, get complacent, and have priorities that don't always align with security goals.
And that can lead to vulnerabilities.
Right. He points out that standards help address this by providing clear guidelines for behavior, establishing accountability, and fostering security awareness.
So it's about setting clear expectations, providing training, and creating an environment where people feel comfortable raising security concerns.
Exactly. And that can make a huge difference in reducing human error.
Right.
Which is often a major factor in breaches.
This has been a great breakdown of Kilvinger's building blocks.
Yeah.
It really highlights how InfoSec is about much more than just technology.
Absolutely.
It's about people, processes, and culture.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it such a dynamic field.
Right.
It's about understanding human behavior and building systems that are resilient to both technical and human vulnerabilities.
Speaking of human vulnerabilities, there's one more point I wanted to touch on.
Okay.
Kilvinger talks about how Our desire for convenience and new features often trumps our security concerns.
Yes. He points out our human weakness for novelty and ease of use. How many times have we clicked agree on a privacy policy without reading it just to use a new app?
Guilty as charged.
Right. And he highlights how this behavior has serious security implications.
Yeah.
We embrace new technologies so quickly that we often overlook the risks.
It's like we're so focused on the benefits that we forget to consider the potential downsides.
Yeah.
You give the example of Wikipedia, a great resource.
Yes.
But also a platform that has been used to spread misinformation.
Precisely. And then there are all those health and service apps that collect tons of personal data.
It's a bit scary when you think about it.
It is.
And this is where Kilvinner's message about information security being an infinite game really hits home.
Yes.
We can't just solve these problems once and for all.
No.
It requires constant vigilance, adaptation, and education about the risks.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It really is a powerful question to reflect on.
Yeah, and it's a call to action for all of us
right.
involved in information security.
Absolutely. Whether we're leading the charge or simply playing our part, we have a responsibility to make conscious choices about security.
Kilvinner doesn't let us off the hook with easy answers.
No, he doesn't.
He challenges us to consider the long-term impact of our decisions.
He's urging us to think beyond just checking boxes and meeting compliance requirements.
Right.
It's about building a security-conscious mindset into everything we do.
And that's where his 6 building blocks come in.
Yeah.
They're not just theoretical concepts. They're a practical framework for creating a sustainable security culture.
That's what I appreciate about his article. It's not just doom and gloom about the endless threats.
Mm.
He offers a path forward,
yeah.
a way to not just survive, but thrive in this infinite game.
And it starts with asking ourselves that tough question.
Yeah.
What legacy do we want to leave behind?
Right.
What do we want to be remembered for when it comes to information security?
That's a great takeaway for our listeners to ponder.
Yeah.
If they're looking for guidance on their own InfoSec journeys, they should check out OPEXA Advisory.
Absolutely.
Klaus Kilvinner and his team offer valuable insights and practical solutions.
I agree. They have a wealth of experience helping organizations navigate the complexities of information security.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into Kilvinner's article. Emily, thanks for joining me today.
It's been a pleasure, Adam. Until next time.